Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, August 22nd, is one of my favorite feasts, the Feast of the Queenship of Mary. Now, World War I began in August of 1914, and in the end, more than 16 million people lost their lives. By early 1917, just 2.5 years into the war, it had made no progress except in death toll. The trench lines had hardly moved, there was no end in sight, and neither side would give in. Then Pope Benedict XV tried in vain to negotiate peace, but no European leader would listen, and they seemed bent on the suicide of Europe. So on May 5th, 1917, Pope Benedict asked all the Christians of the world in a radio message to pray to Mary under the specific title Queen of Peace, that she would come to the world's assistance at this dark moment. 8 days later, on Sunday, May 13th, she came in person to three little children in Fatima, Portugal: Lucia, Jacinta, and Francesco. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When Mary first appeared to the three little children at Fatima, little Lucia asked her, "What do you want of us?" And Our Lady responded, "I want you to come here on the 13th of next month and to continue to pray the rosary every day in honor of Our Lady of the Rosary, in order to obtain peace for the world and the end of the war, because only she can help you." Lucia then said, "I have many petitions from many people. Will you grant them?" And Our Lady responded, "Some I shall grant, and others I must deny. They must amend their lives and ask forgiveness for their sins. Do not offend the Lord our God anymore, because he is already so much offended." Lucia then asked, "Is that all you have to ask of us?" And Our Lady said, "There is nothing more." The Queen of Peace gives us a very straightforward peace plan. Turn back to God by prayer, especially the rosary every day, and seek forgiveness by admitting our sins in the sacrament of confession. Sin is the root cause of all problems, all divisions, all war. So if we want peace on any level, if we want peace individually, in our families, if we want to prevent war in the world, then we must convert and stop sinning. There is no other way to personal or world peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
And since June 24th, 1981, Our Lady is reported to have been appearing to six visionaries in Medjugorje in Bosnia-Herzegovina. When asked who she was, she said, "I am the Queen of Peace." And she said, "What I have started in Fatima, I will complete in Medjugorje. My heart will triumph." Now, I've noticed, everyone wants to change the world, but no one wants to change themselves. Our Lady comes to lead the world to peace, but world peace must, by necessity, begin in individuals, in me and in you. The Queen of Peace comes to give testimony that God is real, and that her Son Jesus is the only Savior of the world, and that peace comes through union with Him. Therefore, she calls us to return to Jesus by prayer, especially the Rosary, daily, and by confession at least once a month, and by meeting Jesus every day and in the Bible, and by fasting, so that we can remove our disordered attachments that keep us from Jesus, and most importantly, by making the Holy Mass the center of our lives, because that is where we receive Jesus. These are the weapons against our Goliath of war. These are our five little stones that bring peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our Lady has said, create prayer groups where you will encourage each other to the good and grow in joy. Now, I asked Mirjana, one of the six visionaries of Medjugorje, about this specific request of Our Lady, and Mirjana confirmed that it has been a constant, essential part of Our Lady's plan from the beginning. The call to individual prayer and to family prayer. Why is this? Well, two reasons. Captured in a single phrase. A single ember left alone will soon grow cold, but when joined with others, it will ignite a blazing fire. The rugged individualist DNA of the American culture is deadly. Don't give in to spiritual pride, which tempts you to go it alone. We all need a small group of family and friends with whom we share life and share faith regularly if we want to survive and grow in faith. But secondly, don't we want to help our family and friends to heaven? We need them, and they need us. We need each other. The bottom line is, it's actually really selfish to just live your faith as a lone wolf, and that's hardly Christian. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
From Fatima to today, Our Lady has come with a straightforward message. The world has forgotten God and turned away from Him to self-destruction. And so she comes, calling us to return to God by prayer, confession, fasting, and making Jesus in the Holy Eucharist the center of our life. This is the only path to peace. It is also reported that each of the visionaries of Medjugorje, like those at Fatima, received a number of secrets. A report was sent to Pope John Paul II on December 2nd, 1983, stating, "There will be three warnings to the world. The warnings will be in the form of events on earth. After the warnings, the visible sign will appear on the site of the apparitions in Medjugorje for all the world to see as a testimony to the apparitions and to call people back to faith." The ninth and tenth secrets are serious. They concern chastisements for the sins of the world. Punishment is inevitable, for we cannot expect the whole world to be converted. The punishment can be diminished by prayer and penance, however, but it cannot be eliminated. One of the evils that threaten the world, the one contained in the seventh secret, has been averted thanks to prayer and fasting. And that is why the Blessed Virgin continues to encourage us to prayer and fasting, saying, "You have forgotten that through prayer and fasting, you can avert war and change the laws of nature." The invitation to prayer and penance is meant to avert evil and war, but most of all, to save souls. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what did this cause you to reflect on or think about today?
I've been really, with the whole concept of the queenship of Mary, I've been thinking about, I think right now we have a very different idea of what a queen is. And I subconsciously have always had this idea that we call Mary queen as just an honor to her. Like, oh, it's a place of high esteem. Because right now in society, we don't really think of queens as lawmakers. We don't think of them as
powerful.
We think of you're a figurehead. You're a nice symbol for a country. You're just a wealthy person that looks kind of good for the rest of us. We don't actually care. It's not actually meaningful. But what I gathered from this meditation is that Mary is truly acting as a queen, a woman of power, whom we can actually go to for intercession, who actually has, I mean, real influence, not just we pray to Mary because it's an honor to her. We should honor her, and she is deserving of that, but it has a direct impact. She has a direct impact. She's a militant queen.
Yes. When she came to the little children of Fatima, she said, I want you to pray the rosary every day in order to obtain peace for the world and the end of the war, because only I can help you.
Yes, exactly.
But when she appeared in Akita, Japan, mm-hmm. in 1973, she said the same thing. I've come because only I can help you.
Yeah. I think we underestimate that a lot.
She, because of the role that God has given her, is the most powerful force in the universe. But she tells us repeatedly, she says to us, dear children, I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you and I were in Medjugorje and she called everyone to the mountain, 30,000 local people showed up. Why?
Yeah.
Because the queen asked for their help.
They understand. I think we talk about it a lot, but we really need to understand it. And understand what she's asking us to do and why. And that it's real. It has impact.
Yes, prayer and fasting can stop wars and change the course of nature.
I mean, prayer is innately good for us, but we also have to realize that it's more than that. And to think that this point that one of the... what's the right term? Not the secret. Something has already been avoided.
Yeah, one of the evils made known in the secrets has been averted because of prayer and fasting.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what Jesus told us in the gospel.
But they always have to say, I think even in Medjugorje reading more and more, she's saying the same thing. It's very consistent, and it's very consistent to what Jesus said. But we are not that quick to pick it up.
Well, and the other thing that's over the centuries that happened is, as a world, we've come to the point where we flat out ignore Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you see it in people. If you bring up the name of Jesus, it's like, wah, wah, wah. People just, they just ignore you.
Yeah.
But when you say...
Our Lady.
Yeah, when you say... Or if people ask me, all summer they ask me, what'd you do this summer? Everyone asks, what have you mm-hmm. been doing this summer? Well, I went to Poland, and then I went to Medjugorje. Medjugorje, why'd you go to Medjugorje?
Yeah.
Well, it's reported the Mother of God's been appearing there. What?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying everyone converts when I tell them this, but it stops them.
Yeah.
And they listen. And then you get the chance to tell them the five stones.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important stone turned back to Jesus in prayer and the Eucharist.
I think we have to take our queen seriously.
She's taken the world very seriously. We need to take her seriously. Well, thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.